Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
When, in the course of beer consumption, it becomes necessary for the people to digest good food, bond with one another, and to assume that their powers are more equal to them, to those around them, with beer purity laws guiding them, may they hold a decent respect to the opinions of those around them. For if they don't, and glaze over, vowing to ignore that idiot down the way, and drink on, enjoying their beverage anyway. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that most all beers are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain amounts of indescribable goodness, and just the right amount of unalienable alcohol,
alcohol,
that always among these are water, hops, malt, and barley. That to secure these delectable delights, a great gathering place has been instituted among men and women, deriving their enjoyment from the free-flowing taps and great conversation at our beer and grill place. We, therefore, the representatives of Bucktown Beer and Grill and General Congress, assembled or unassembled in some fashion, appealing to the powers that be, do in the name and by the authority of the good people of this great gathering spot solemnly publish and declare that these united beer drinkers are, and by the right ought to be free and slightly intoxicated, that they are absolved from all incessant ramblings.
Yeah.
Should I do that?
Yeah.
Forgotten thoughts and not so great inventions and all that is. And that all connection between them and the state of reality is and ought to be totally dissolved.
Never forget us!
So, by the silly Declaration of Independence, we have established that if you are thirsty,
drink!
And if you are hungry, eat! Thank you so much! Happy Beer Independence Day, everybody!
Put your hands together for Chris and the rest of the Bucktown town for a great job. Third annual Beer Dependence Day.
Hey, everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you live from, well, recorded live. Bucktown Grill in Robinson, Pennsylvania.
And we do have a very special guest with us this evening.
We do.
Special mystery guest, please introduce yourself.
I am Chris Dilla, the owner of said Bucktown Beer and Grill.
Good person to know.
Yeah, we figured if we're going to do this, we might as well go right to the top.
Exactly, brother.
Bring in the big guns.
So, Chris, you want to tell everybody why we're here today? What's the big event?
We are celebrating Beer Dependence Day. We've created our own holiday. We just decided that July 3rd had to be Beer Dependence Day. This is our third annual, and we hope to make it a national holiday, celebrated at every bar, every better beer bar in America. We've written our own declaration. We pretty much do silly beer drinking songs later and play some beer games. Our beer pong table didn't make it tonight. But
we could do a makeshift one.
We could put
two of these tables together very easily and make a beer pong. I'm a beer pong professional.
Yep.
And my you know, former days
well,
there as a Ute.
A little later, maybe you could show me a thing or two.
Well, Sick Puppy's driving tonight, so I'm game for whatever. Okay. Oh, and our beer's just arrived.
Maybe
too.
You can do some Flip Cup.
All right, we got to figure out how we're going to get all
whichever
the stuff on the table.
Whichever beer drinking game you want to play, we'll play. We were supposed to play it with water, in case the LCB is listening.
Yeah, they don't listen.
Oh, they take notes on us. What are you talking about?
Yeah. We're on a watch list for the
they
LCB.
They learn how to get with the times because of you guys, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, you guys got to see this setup that we have here. Chris is treating us really well.
Yeah, this is pretty slick, man.
I said small pitchers. They brought the big ones.
Like watering cans.
And notice I still got my big glasses.
Yeah, are those yours, man?
I actually thought that you guys were lightweight, so we should bring the small pitchers, but they didn't believe me.
The one thing I'm definitely not is light.
I'm not either. Not anymore. That stupid
I wouldn't worry
article.
About it too much.
Stupid newspaper article pointed it out for me.
Ouch, really?
Well, yeah, that silly picture. You take a hard look at yourself.
I thought you meant in text. I'm like, that's pretty nasty.
No. Sorry.
I'd kick his ass.
All right, so before we get into the beers that we have this evening, do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about the business? Now, I know we talked during the Steel City Big Pour last year, but as a refresher for everybody else that might be new to the show or haven't listened to the old show, I'll kind of give them a heads up of what you guys do here, what you have in stock, website, stuff like that.
Okay.
Pimp yourself.
Definitely. We got to pimp up Bocktown. First of all, it's bocktown.com to learn anything about our events, our menu, what we do on a regular basis. Please go to bocktown.com. You can find us on Twitter at Bocktown Tapshot. We have a Facebook group. We do a lot of fun things online. So if you ever want to just kind of get the feel of the place before you come in, that would be a great way to do it. Once you're here, you're going to walk in and see a beer library full of 400 different beers, almost all American craft beer. We do have some Belgian and German beers, but we try as hard as we can to fill that puppy up with American craft beer. We do 16 American beers on tap, and they rotate continuously. There usually is an IPA and a double IPA and a porter and a Weizen.
Yeah, you guys kind of try and cover every style in your taps, right?
Yeah. Yes, we do. We try. I mean, sometimes we'll have like an IPA night, and we'll throw five IPAs on. My favorite style is double IPA, and when it falls off, I start bitching at somebody. Sometimes it does. Sometimes there's times where we have a tasting, and you know, we have to kind of give up a tap for something. But there's always a variety. There's always something fresh. We try to get as much of the new stuff as we can. We try to pre-taste it so we're not putting on garbage. A little bit of like what you do,
Exactly.
We'll taste it so you don't have to. A little bit of that.
Hey, we own that.
I just stole somebody else's line. Anyways, the one fun thing we've been doing lately is infusing beer. So I know we're going to get into talking about that a little bit later. Mm-hmm. And we also have delicious food. We're located in a very big franchise area in the suburban area of Pittsburgh. And we do all homemade, fresh homemade soups, fresh homemade foods every single day, food till midnight. Mm-hmm. We actually serve food till 1 in the morning on the weekends. So please stop by if you ever pick somebody up from the airport. There's actually 5 little hotels here if you just want to make a visit and not drink and drive. Not that anybody wants to drink and drive. If you want to be safe for the evening, there's plenty of places to stay around here to make a little weekend of it. We have outdoor seating. And basically, Bocktown's about putting together a place that I wanted to go to that just didn't exist in suburban Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's awesome.
There's a lot of fun places in Southside that I will not fault. All the guys have been doing it for 20 years around me. Right. Southside, actually East End. I wish that they were closer to home, but I live in suburban Pittsburgh, and there was no place that I could go.
Right.
So here it is.
Now, I do have to give props over to Mike Rotel, because I don't know if you've ever stayed at one before, but it's like a porn motel.
Really?
There's mirrors all around the place.
I don't know if we've had this conversation before, but I've had it with somebody else where, if you go in there, they didn't clean the mirror.
You can see some funk going on around here.
Somebody painted a map of Hawaii on that mirror.
Either that or a butt print.
And hands.
Now, there's something else I wanted to bring up, too. So Chris also has a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, now, that's rocks, man.
Now, can you only get these here in Bocktown, or can you download these off the internet for our friends? Because the reason why I ask is, guys, if you're listening to the show, you're going to get a lot of answers to these questions right now. So you can study. Actually, we're giving you the cheat sheet.
Cheat sheet.
If you pay attention to the show.
The way it works, we usually do it on special occasions, so they're not online, and I change them because a lot of our guests come every time. I don't want them to have all the answers.
They know the deal.
Yes, but, you know, but the things, certain things will repeat. Like if we have Beer Dependence Day every year, we'll probably ask one of the same questions there about what Christmas beers in July are we going to serve, that type of
right
thing.
Right on, yeah.
That's the second to last question.
Shh. Take notes.
A lot of fun.
So what are the prizes for the contest that you have?
On our scavenger hunt tonight, we basically...
The scavenger hunt, yes.
That's fine. We take basically our best answers, the most complete ones, and we stick them in a pile, and we randomly draw for some Bucktown T-shirts. Mm-hmm. We'll also pull some hats. We have some donation hats from some of the beer companies.
Cool.
And a $25 gift card for the best answer, so most complete, the absolute 100% perfect one that we get in. Believe me, there won't be one. But we'll try, and we'll give them the $25 gift card.
No lap dances?
We've been brainstorming here between a group of us. I think we might have some answers for you.
Oh, there's one I think that you would want to say. If anybody can get the puppy question right, that you're the first person to give you a full puppy answer.
Yes, I have a prize for the first person who gives me that answer.
Yes.
Oh, it's the book.
Yes, I have.
That's way. Yeah.
Thank you. The beer guide from ratebeer.com by Josh Oakes. So
now, obviously, you that are listening, it's too late. You're not going to be able to do this. But
you suck. This is for people that are here.
You should be here already. But for those out in California that can't make it over here, you know, we understand. And maybe we'll do another contest for you. Actually, we do have a contest we can bring up.
Oh, we do.
Yes. Great segue, sick puppy.
You're welcome. I totally meant to do that.
We are giving away, as we do every year. Well, I guess it's every year now.
The second.
We're giving away two tickets and two T-shirts to the Beer on the Bay up in beautiful Erie, Pennsylvania, along with two tickets to an Erie Seawolves game that evening. So you could go to the afternoon session, get your drink on, you get your free shirts, you get your free tickets, and you go to the Seawolves game. And you continue to get your drink on, but with very cheap beer.
Yeah, and we may or may not have some more prizes before the event.
Yeah, we might throw some more in on that.
You know how we work.
Yeah, we randomly throw stuff in. But that's the main prize right now. The contest will end. When do you want to end this thing? Come up with it. Give me a... What's a good date for you?
Let's say 2 weeks before the event.
That's come up pretty close.
Yeah, how about a week before the event?
Okay, I'll tell you what.
How does that sound?
The 16th of July will be the last day to get your stuff in, because people will have to travel if you're outside of Erie.
Yeah, it sounds good to me,
so
dude.
We'll do the 16th. No, we'll do the 17th. That's a Friday.
Aight.
What do I care? I'm unemployed. We'll do the 17th. Actually, we're both unemployed.
So am I.
All right, so we'll do the 17th of July is the official end date. We'll pick a winner that day. Go to the shouldidrinkthat.com website under contest on the top navigation bar and enter. And you get free beer passes, which means you drink for free.
Yeah, it's a great time.
And free baseball tickets, which means you watch really... halfway decent double A baseball.
It's a great beer event. Last year was phenomenal. I hope the weather stays nice like
it
did
last year.
Last year.
Yeah. That was a great
bright
time.
Sunny sweaty day.
Very sweaty.
Very sweaty. But you're by the bay though, and you get a nice breeze coming up though. That was the best part about it.
I was too drunk to feel the breeze.
Let's drink beer.
Yes,
that's what we're here to do.
Yeah, heck with all
and eat some delicious food that will be coming here shortly.
Oh, yeah, I'm actually looking forward to that.
What did you order?
I ordered the
Mussels
Diablo, yes.
So I got the Bucktown Burger.
Okay.
That's the one I posted the picture of last time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Excellent food here, man.
So
excellent
now,
food.
Incredible.
When you go to a different place, when you go back to this place, do you always order the same thing or do you try something different?
I usually try something different, but I really have a craving for that burger.
Okay.
And I think it's because of the Italian bread that you use.
Yep.
No? People, wait till you see the pictures. We have a photographer with us. The Beeve is the official photographer for the night. And he will have some delicious pictures of delicious food. It's a delicious evening. That's Beeve. You're going to hear a clicking of a camera every once in a while, just usually him, because he's got this insane flash.
That's our photographer intern.
We have another intern.
So we're not paying him shit.
Yeah, we haven't seen Nick in a while, so it's...
Right on, brother.
We had to replace him.
All right, so... Chris, you want to tell us a little bit about the first beer we're going to have?
Yeah, one of the other things we do here at Bucktown is infuse a beer every week. Usually we start it on Thursday if, you know, all the beer gods are smiling. We take a beer that is readily available to us and either add a few ingredients into it that are, you know, found in it or something that would just enhance it. Like we might take the hops that it's brewed with and add them in again.
Right.
We've been doing it since April, and every week has been a success. We had one little faux pas, and we just fixed it and moved on the same day. But it's been great. People are liking it. They usually last Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
That's it, huh?
Some go a little longer if people are afraid of it. Like this one might go longer just because it's infused with bourbon-soaked oak chips and
I'm gonna love that.
Cascade hops. And the beer is actually Great Lakes Independence Ale, which is not readily available in Pittsburgh. So we put it on tap straightforward. Most people haven't tasted it. So you can have it tonight either with the infusion or just straight up.
Straight up.
Okay. So we're going to taste them. We're going to taste the difference. And interesting to me, I mean, I'm sure you guys have your own opinions, but I taste the bourbon, but if you're a bourbon drinker, you might not taste it as much, but it definitely sort of smooths out the beer and changes it.
Awesome.
So I'll pour some while you're...
Please do.
While you're sitting there thirstily waiting.
Yes, I am.
We've been staring at these pictures, and just for the record...
I
just
smell
because for
beer.
Once, I'm happy to say that I have a bigger glass than Sick Puppy. I'm actually drinking out of two pint glasses.
Because Puppy's driving.
That's right.
Don't forget about the micro towel. You guys can put your butt cheeks up on the glass.
I can't. I gotta go driving tomorrow morning. Sister Lushy's away, so.
You mean driving golf balls?
Sure.
Into the glass in the room.
There we go. That, we could get a real good use out of that microtel over there. It is only like $39.95 or something like that. All right. I guess
there's
also, I forgot which one's which here.
I have to say that one of the girls that's on Twitter with us is actually at the Candlewood. The Candlewood is the next hotel over. She does Twitter and give us a lot of props. And we Twitter, you Twitter. So we'll also say that there's the Microtel, but there's Candlewood Suites is like on the other corner, just a little further crawling distance from Bucktown.
Yeah.
Do you have her Twitter name?
I think it's Candlewood_PIT.
We'll put a link up so everyone can add her as a friend.
Put you in the show notes. Yes.
But let her know. She has to follow us back. That's part of the deal.
She probably won't mind.
I do love the way you guys are using the social media now.
Thank you.
Just to get the word out. That's brilliant.
It's fun, too. I mean, it's just, it's interesting. It's hard to have time. Sometimes I feel like we just have to hire somebody to Twitter and Facebook for us. But
we're unemployed.
Yeah, we don't have jobs.
I wish I could afford to hire somebody to
work for beer.
I'm going to get that shirt. That's a good shirt.
He seriously does, though. He works for beer.
I do. I work for beer.
I got to feed a family. I can't do that. They won't. My little kid doesn't drink beer yet. All right.
Which one's which here?
Yeah, you should be able to smell the difference, but the one with a little bit more head on it, because...
This is a regular one.
That's definitely it.
Yeah, the infusion gives us a little bit of, like, it seems like there's, like, a little extra air bubble going in.
Uh-oh.
The food has arrived.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit.
I'll just set it on this either side of me, and then if you want to move around and chew, you can. That doesn't sound very good. The food is brought
to us. Look at this. Beef, you gotta get this stuff.
Shit.
Look at this food.
The food is brought to us by Tan Star resident.
Tan Star.
Resident server. He's kind of a big deal.
My God, look at.
He's big in Japan.
Yeah, right. Tall in Japan.
Physically,
we'll
yeah.
We'll make some more room here on the table. Hold on.
Yeah.
My fat ass can sit on the notes I have here.
TanStar's a great server, but you've got too much equipment on the table to let
yeah,
it
we
be.
Do.
We're confusing everyone.
We're high tech here.
Well, I could have just said you had big equipment.
Well, whoa!
That's a given.
This, or first of all, bacon lovers, you're going to like the Bucktown burger. Because this ain't like chintzy-ass Wendy's bacon that they're putting on here. This is serious bacon. All right, there's onion crisps on here. What's in this barbecue sauce?
It's called Bucktown Barbecue, and it's not a red barbecue. It's sort of a mustard barbecue.
You can taste the mustard.
Yeah, it's a mustard barbecue. I don't like that sweet, sticky, cloy thing, so I wanted a mustard-style barbecue for our house.
Oh, geez, that's
the
serious
pickle.
That's a serious pickle, too.
It's from Smallman Street Deli. We've had people try to bring us pickles to try to enhance us, get us away from... Whatever. Get us to try their pickle
right.
And get away. I cannot
can't
find one that stands up to it.
Now, all your ingredients come from the Strip, right?
Most of them? I wouldn't say everyone. We try to buy local. Yeah. I mean, you know, there are things for consistency reasons that do come from the big guys. But we buy from a company in Castle Shannon called Signature Desserts. They give us all our desserts fresh and homemade. Our kitchen's too small for us to really do baking well. So we'd rather do that than buy frozen desserts. Mm-hmm. We buy a lot of seafood and meats, and our pickles come from the Strip. We do business with Turner Dairy for all our dairy products. Obviously, all the beer companies that we can find local, of course, East End. We've even done a couple things with Rivertown and Marzoni's and North Country when we could. So
you guys also carry the Voodoo beers as well?
Yeah, oh my gosh, we definitely carry Voodoo. Sprague Farms, when they're willing to share. Right now they're trying to get
that's the key thing.
He just opened up at Brewpub.
Yes.
Might be a little tight.
Brown's willing to let it out.
Right. Yeah, I just spoke with them last week about doing an event, and they said they're just too busy, which is a wonderful problem to be busy.
Yeah,
that's
a great problem to have, yeah.
We've traveled up to visit Voodoo, though. We had a great time there and over
Matt's
at Blue
a great
Canoe.
Guy,
I don't know if you've done anything at the Blue Canoe.
I have not been to Blue Canoe yet.
I can't wait. I actually went to Pitt Titusville, which people don't know there's a Pitt campus in Titusville. Yeah.
Most people don't know there's a Titusville.
Yeah, there's a lot of jokes. Well, Pitt Tit. I mean, that's what all of our shirts said.
I think I should have gone there.
It was a good time. That's where I met Lushy.
I went to regular old Pitt.
Pardon me while I eat.
I like these fries. These are really good fries.
Thank you. And then the fries, too. I mean, I don't understand why people buy the store-bought frozen fry.
The Oritas and shit, yeah.
We just go get a potato, cut it, throw it in the fryer. It's a fried potato. And we definitely double dunk it. There's a certain thing that if you cook it for a little while and then pull it back up, you've kind of crunched the outside. Then you drop it again and you cook it through.
Awesome.
Every restaurant out there, please do it because your fries suck. I mean, I honestly don't order. I'm not a big fry eater, but I won't order fries anywhere. I do like the Kennywood fry, but if you look at the size that they're cut like in a big quarter inch.
Right.
In a third inch, and ours are cut in a quarter inch. So it's just we have a quicker cook on ours, I guess, and I don't see them as soggy or as raw.
Well,
let me try one of these because I'm a big whore of the Sheetz fries.
Taking my fries, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was, what is that, the beer belly? We have three sizes. We have the flat belly, the beer belly.
Oh, my God.
And I think he's been eating for about 10 minutes already.
Yeah, bring it over.
Yeah.
I might as well eat it, right?
Oh, God, I can't do that.
Then when we get to the biggest size we have is a Yinzer, and it comes on an extra large pizza tray.
Oh, my God, is that good?
Okay, I don't know if you're lying, but no, they're good.
No, that's fucking delicious.
Okay.
How many total toppings do you have? Because I saw a long list of...
30. 30 plus. I mean, some people are making them up as we go. They'll say, well, I see you have a bratwurst. Can we have a bratwurst on our fries? Oh, yeah, we'll figure it out.
So what do you think the special connection is with French fries and Pittsburghers? Does fries seem to go everywhere?
Yinzer food.
It is Yinzer food. The biggest one's called a Yinzer, so I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. We like our carbs. We like our starch. Better in your gut when you're drinking good beer.
Bring on the grease.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It works. It's fun, and the toppings make it extra fun. It's like a pizza but made with fries.
So. Maybe I should do fries and mussels next time.
We'll make it work for you. The sauce that's on the mussels, it's definitely...
Yeah, please talk about that.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It's a combination of things, but it has our sweet heat sauce in it. So if you like that flavor profile, if you order the fries, you would just get the sweet heat, and you'd get a similar effect. Because there's actually beer in that, and it's reduced a little bit. It's a little different. But
what beer do you use for that?
We try to work with Penn Brewery products as best we can.
Oh, that's right. I did see that, yes.
Yes, and we are absolutely trying. We're keeping our fingers crossed for Penn, and if everything works out and they come back home, you know, home and strong, we'll be there for them.
Awesome, yeah.
And we do cook with Penn Pilsner and Penn Dark right now.
Speaking of beer, you want to stop stuffing your face for a second and try these beers?
Dude, I'm eating. And I'm drinking at the same time.
You don't want to ruin your palate.
You're not saying your food's going to ruin my palate, right?
No, but you will. Well, I mean, I'm not saying that, but you need to taste the beer, then eat the food.
Well, see, Sick Puppy hasn't been paying attention. Well, he's been gabbing and eating. I've been doing the same thing and drinking.
Do you know which one's which on yours?
Yeah, this is the regular one.
But you have the bigger glass. I have to ration.
Did you say ass?
Oh, I have that,
he does.
Too.
Oh, excuse me. He has a huge ass.
I do. Montana.
I was afraid you guys were going to swear too much. I'm the one that started all of the swearing so far in the show.
I haven't been too bad.
We pretty much watch our fucking mouths as much as possible, so.
Yeah, you better not use that fucking swear word around here anymore. We're just having a conversation here, and I don't care what we say. Like, I was thinking, if we broadcast this all over the restaurant, there's a 4-year-old sitting
around.
Yeah,
don't do that. Yeah. Right.
Which, there was a 4-year-old. There was a 1-year-old sitting there. That'll be our seventh word.
I don't think she knows the F word yet, though. She's good.
I don't know.
It's because her daddy keeps his shows clean. Anyway.
We're the bad boys of craft beer.
We swear.
You know, I never swore till I was 27. I grew up.
You know the exact age?
I do. I grew up like, I mean, yeah, of course, one time here and there in high school, you let something slip. I like, actually have tears coming to my eyes. I grew up a very guilty Catholic girl. And then...
See, it's the Catholic guilt.
Yeah, definitely. And then 27, I started working in the restaurant industry seriously around every single kitchen person and every swear word. You couldn't get something done unless you put the F word in front of it. You know, like, we're fucking busy. Give me that food now. You know, it just got to be that point where
why I couldn't work here.
You know what, though? We're calm in there. We're very polite.
What fucking beer did you want again?
We're very, very polite. But the back of the house things, you just kind of needed to emphasize. You know,
right on, yeah.
You know, you couldn't say, how many fucking people in your party would you like to fucking sit here? You know, you can't say that. You might think it.
Well, you could. You just won't be there very long.
Yeah, you might say, did you just walk in here with fucking 45 people and expect to sit down in an 80-seat restaurant?
What the fuck, and half of you were drunk?
Go to fucking Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, did you bring in your own food for your kids?
He does that.
No, I don't mind in a 1-year-old baby, but they'll bring in Happy Meals for their 7-year-olds.
Anybody ever walk in here with like a delivered pizza? I've seen that actually happen before in other places.
Not really. Every once in a while, I'll actually get one for the staff, but I make them deliver to the back door so the kitchen guys can get a break.
Right on, yeah.
Yeah, no.
It's kind of like the biggest insult ever. You got a restaurant and somebody orders a pizza and sits down in your place.
Was that on Jackass that happened?
I've seen it on the South Side on several occasions.
That was on a TV show that happened. The guy purposely went all around the town and he ordered somebody else's pizza and had it delivered to like another pizzeria. While he was in there.
That's funny.
I know we're going to probably talk, but we make the show. I know you try to keep your shows under an hour, but it's probably not going
to happen.
That's right,
blab away. That's less we have to talk.
Well, I have a question for you guys.
What's up?
You obviously like a little spice in your food.
Yes.
Do you feel that you can accurately taste a beer?
Oh, yeah, I can. Yeah, sure.
Because I know sometimes I'll be like a real garlicky mouth.
Yeah,
and then,
I mean, this is spicy, but not so much.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And the bread to cleanse my palate as well. So.
We can get Sandstar back here with some water for you if you need it.
He has a more developed palate than I do. He's been drinking a lot longer than I have.
What are you trying to say?
You're an alcoholic. No, but you're drunk. Sorry. You don't go to meetings.
Both is good.
You're just an older drinker. That's all.
I'm seasoned.
Well marinated in beer.
That's right. They won't need to embalm me at all. Just put me in the ground.
Oh my God.
Anything to say?
This burger.
Choo choo.
This burger's fantastic.
I'm so glad you like it.
Oh God. You guys have to order this when you come out here.
Yeah, I'm actually going to have to order something else next time. This is all I've been getting is the mussels.
Like, I definitely have to try everything on the menu. We try to, a lot of places will do one thing really well, and then the rest of it's just like a fill-in. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'll be very honest and say I think we do all of our stuff well, except for maybe some wine, and I'm even working on that. I'm going to go to the Wine and Dine Festival this month. It's in Moon. We're going to have food there for people to sample.
Oh, cool.
But when we are there, I'm going to try to talk to the wineries that are from Pennsylvania that actually make a decent wine. A lot of years ago, wine out of Pennsylvania tasted like grape juice. It's definitely come a long way.
I wasn't never definitely a wine person. To me, it kind of still tastes like grape juice, but it's because my palate's not used to it, you know?
I tend to only like red wines or really heavy, full-bodied wine myself. But we have, like, say you came here with a female. I don't know what to say.
Why does she look shocked when she said that?
Well, I mean, I don't want to say wife, girlfriend, sister. I don't know.
Mom.
Yeah. If you bring your mother in and she likes to drink white Zinfandel, and she's like, I'm not going to that Bocktown because they only have beer.
Come on, Mom. I have a coupon. Let's go to Bocktown.
You do have a coupon. They're on the marketing pieces right now. They're good for August.
Oh, that we do, yes.
Yeah. I don't know where they are right now, but in August, there's a coupon that's good for buy one, get one free wings on, whatever, like later nights.
Oh, sweet.
Later at nights and come in here because we serve food so late.
Awesome.
And then the other thing I was asking you about your palate before, I was just saying that if you come to Bachtown and you want to taste a lot of beers, it makes sense to taste them a little bit early.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Taste early and decide what you like to drink. Eat your food and drink it.
Right.
Because
on.
You'll lose some of the character once you,
oh,
you
sure.
know, you spice up your mouth. And some people don't even realize they're just... They drink in beer speed. They drink like they're drinking a Miller Lite, and they're not really savoring the beer.
Yeah.
You want to save...
Call it fast food beer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
there
true.
You go.
That's
yes.
true.
That's a great way to put that.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually a Joe Rogan quote from the UFC fights. He called it fast food fighting.
But speaking of Pennsylvania wines, though, I actually have to drink one because, well, Lushy is a wine person. I'm the beer guy. Two of my favorite wineries from around here is Winery Wilcox. She's big onto the Clarion River Red. Mm-hmm. And there's one up in Erie called Heritage.
Okay.
Which I absolutely love. And I love the fact that they got stores around here I can go in there and get free samples from.
Yeah, isn't there a local one called Volant or something like that?
Well, there's Volant Play.
Okay.
And that's actually up Dubois-ish area of the state, I believe.
But I digress. This is the beer show.
Yeah, we're not talking about wine.
No,
this is the wine show.
No, I don't even know. I just got there to say, like, you try to do everything right. If you want a little bit of seafood, a little bit
right.
of steak, a sandwich, an appetizer, the whole shebang, you can come here. And I think we don't even disregard the vegetable. A lot of places that just toss you out some fruits and vegetables.
Right on,
if we're
yeah.
going to put a vegetable on a plate, it's fresh. It's fresh, but it's local.
You guys also, at times, recommend a certain beer with a certain... dish that you guys sell?
Yeah, we don't get overboard into that. There,
right.
It seems to be off-putting to people. I think
I was just gonna say that. Yeah,
I like people to explore it themselves. But we'll have certain nights where we will pair things off or have a little education going on.
Yeah, that's cool. Right.
But we don't really list it on our menu. Like, if you're having certified Angus beef sirloin tonight, you need to try it with Moylan's
right.
Imperial Stout. And the servers do a great job of that, too. They mm-hmm. tend to say which beer, like a beer progression. You might start
right.
the meal with a real light, a pale ale, I'm just a little thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
And then they might say, you know what, why don't you move on up to this IPA and then have a double IPA for dessert.
Right.
As if you're staying at the Microtome or at the Candlewood, because that's a lot of beer. But
she gets $5 every time she says Microtome.
No, or Candlewood.
Yeah.
Nope. But the actual... it tends to be a place where you don't drink that much. You do tend to pair your food with your beer mm-hmm. and go. It's not
right.
like a sloppy drunk place.
Exactly.
It's
yeah.
just we're not a happy hour kids bar. It's
yeah.
it is the experience of what goes with what, and I can have a new experience every time.
Yeah. You know? Exactly. Come to think of it, an IPA would go great with these mussels.
IPAs cut through the spicy food
exactly.
all
yep.
the time.
Yep.
All the time.
But you're right about the beer food pairing thing. I mean, I kind of do it, but I'm also kind of put off by it as well. I mean, if I want a Twinkie with my stout, that's me. You
that's
know?
Your own prerogative if
yeah,
you want to
exactly.
do that.
Right.
Take your Twinkie over to the Candlewood Suites. Anyways, sorry.
I need to put a visual with that.
I totally forgot what I was just going to say, too. Wow, that threw me for a loop.
I think I'm just trying to get ahead of you guys before you get a little crass.
That was funny as shit.
Well, you know, if your servers do need an education on beer or anything besides listening to shouldidrinkthat.com, there's always beer school.
There yes. is always craft beer school.
We have craft beer school coming up. And I guess this would be, is this the official announcement that we're making?
I think it is.
We talked about it before. We hinted around. And if you follow us on Twitter, you already know about it. It really, if you want the up-to-the-minute news on should I drink that?
It was kind of leaked out before we even got it out.
Yeah. We weren't even sure on the date or anything.
Yeah.
But we were, my voice just got high there like Bobby Brady. So we are going to be teaching craft beer school September 15th down at the Cabaret.
Yeah, it's a little too classy for Sick Puppy, but
it's pretty classy for us.
I think I can make do.
They'll bleep you.
Yeah, it's Tony, the beer guy, that's in charge of
all
this.
He's going to have a beep button.
Yeah, he's like, Sick Puppy, I love your show. Listen to it all the time. Watch the F-bombs.
So the advertisement says that be a part of a live beer cast with Pittsburgh's Bad Boys of Craft Beer and host of Should I Drink That? ? September 15th, 6:15 p.m. Tickets are $25, and that includes the presentation, beer samplings, and a light fare. Now, we were at the last one,
Yes.
And that was baseball, beer, and brats. Oh, wow. All right. It's not light fare. It might be for our show. We don't know. They might skimp on us for food because, it's us. But the brats that we had were incredible. It was like the buns were actually made out of pretzel. It was like a pretzel bun.
Yeah, pretzel bun, yes.
That was just fantastic. And, we had a really good time with it. So go out and get your tickets now for this. They are available at pgharts.org or just go to the shouldidrinkthat.com website under the easy clicks.
That's right. I'm looking forward to that, Spoon.
Or you could call them at 412-566-6666. Easy number to remember. Or, if you want, you could save on all four sessions. Not four with us. But there's four sessions this fall. You'll save $10. The other one's coming up is October 20th, Beyond the Pale Ale, with Bob Batts from the Post-Gazette, beer writer. November 17th, Lou Bryson's coming into town. Oh, I can't wait to go to that one.
You got to go to that one.
And then on December 15th, it's Meet the Brewer from Bell's Brewery. All start times are 6:15. There you go. That's our cheap promo for it. Go to beer school. We'll teach you about stuff and that.
Yes.
And you get to drink.
And you get to drink. You can drink with us.
Nice. Steal that tagline from another podcast. That's great.
Yeah, but they're gone. They haven't done a show in a year.
That's right. Yeah, they're defunct, so we can steal that now.
Yes. There you go, Kurt Johnson.
Rest in peace, the real happy hour. All right.
Well, since I have a full pint.
Beers.
Everyone's got to get caught up here. I'm just now starting the infused one. Everyone check your glasses. Make sure you got the right ones.
I definitely got them both.
Oh, yeah. All right. So I do get the bourbon.
Okay. I'll talk about while you're tasting. I'll just explain. We have, Great Lakes Independence Ale. Mm-hmm. We have it straight up, which is usually only available at the brewery. And then we have it infused with bourbon-soaked oak chips and with Cascade hops. It's an all-American infusion, Cascade hops being developed and bred in Oregon.
Right.
So they're all-American hops, and of course bourbon would be from the state of Kentucky. And we've just, I don't know what kind of oak, maybe the oak was probably from America too. We just poured a fifth of bourbon over top of the oak and let it soak. Yep. And absorb.
What's
the
brand of bourbon you used?
We used Jim Beam.
Jim Beam?
Yeah, this time. So is that even from Kentucky? I'm sorry. I'm on my beer bent. I'm forgetting my whiskey bent or my bourbon bent. Anyways, we do that for a couple days. Let the wood soak all up all the booze. Then we just strain it off so we're not pouring the booze into the infuser.
Right.
Put it in there. Put the hops in there. Run the beer through and see what happens.
Now, how did you come up with this general idea, basically, for doing the infuser? I mean, do you have a home brewing background? Did you see somebody do it once? Or?
A little bit of both. I have home brewed only twice with my brother's help. We used a kit personally, and then actually I used a kit personally without him, and then we did recipes together with my brother, and he really helped me. I mean, we used, here's coriander and orange peel and bitter orange, and here's when you do this or when you do that. Nowhere near the level of what most craft home brewers do, but I learned. I understood the process. I really enjoyed it, and they came out. They came out great. We didn't have to throw a bottle away, and we bottled it all. Most people are smart enough to put it in a barrel of some sort, but we bottled every
I've been doing it for 11 years. I still bottle.
Yeah. I have 400 Grolsch bottles that I actually, from bartending, that I just, every time somebody didn't take them with them, I just stuck it in my tip jar, and I take them one or two every couple days. And I think I have 200 green and 200 brown.
Holy shit.
So I try to, that's the way I separate the brews, which one. And then some 22s and 25s just for, if you...
That's all I bottle in because I'm lazy.
Yeah, right. Me too. But I haven't homebrewed since I've started a business because I'm lazy. But back to the infuser.
Yes.
I saw somebody actually with one at the Steel City Big Pour, which is held every September.
That was Hoppin' Frog, right?
Hoppin' Frog did two different
Fred
ones.
Fred from Hoppin' Frog.
Yeah, Fred Corn.
He had the coffee beans in it on, yeah.
Yeah, and that's the first time I saw it in person. I knew of it. I mean, Sam Calgione at Dogfish has been sort of, he's gotten the movement going. I don't know if he, quote-unquote, invented it, but he's really set the standard to say, hey, this is worth doing. This is fun.
Yeah, it's a blast.
And it's crazy insane with that thing.
Yeah, yeah. And then so Fred Karm did that coffee-infused Boris the Crusher.
Boris the Crusher, right.
We'll never forget it. I mean, out
incredible,
of 20-some brewers, all the great beer, there was so much good beer. Some of the best beer was made by the home brewers that actually had a booth there.
Right, yeah.
Because they got more insane. They weren't putting... There were... You know, putting their butt on the line for marketing.
Exactly,
and
yeah.
They tried some, I think there was a bourbon cask porter from the homebrewers that was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I remember the Hop and Frog, coffee-infused Boris the Crusher. So our very first infusion here we did was with Bell's Cream Stout with Presto George from the Strip. Presto George Espresso Roast,
wow.
Coffee beans. And I couldn't get the staff to leave. That was their shifty. That was their shifty. So, and we never turned back. We've only done that one coffee. We've done one tea infusion.
Have you had one that was an epic fail yet?
Actually, some people think the tea one was. I don't.
Really?
It was woodchuck with chai tea. And you couldn't even tell it was woodchuck. It changed it so much. But what was really crazy and fun about it was that it took on all that sort of Indian spice character of the tea, but a lot of tannins came through. So if you didn't if you didn't have the patience for clove or tannin, you wouldn't like it. That was probably the
a little too bitey for some people, I think. Yeah.
We learned our lesson, like to not use as much tea.
Yeah.
Or to put a little something in it to balance it, but it sold. We did great with it. But you bought one glass, not two.
It's
a lot of fun.
Do you have a name for it? For the infuser.
Did you nickname it?
We have just named it. Excuse me, I have one interruption. You just asked me a question.
Oh,
what it was about.
So does your infuser have a name?
Oh, it does. We actually had a contest in May to name it. We had customers trying to name it. I mean, there were some bad entries. I don't have
bad as in dirty or bad as in just a horrible, horrible name?
Both. I mean, like, some of them were, I said, please don't use the word hops in the name. I mean, it's obvious that you could add hops to beer.
Right.
You know, we're not going to call it the Hopinator. We're not going to call it the Infuser.
Yeah.
We're not going to call it the Fallopian Tube whatever.
Stroke my hop a lot.
Kind of.
Yeah, it's not going to be. It's not going to be anything like that. So at the end of the day, we decided it had to be a name, like a man's name. It just needs to be a person, right? Like we call it Bob. You know, hey, what's Bob gotten going on this
Bob's
week?
The name of an insurance salesman.
Yeah, so it didn't really work either. Or Ted, or my brother's named Ted, and he is a beer filter, but that wasn't going to be it.
The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and at the end of the day.
Dude.
Yeah, definitely. At the end of the day, we came up with a name, and actually the winner of our contest is Bruiser, B-R-E-W-S-E-R.
Oh, Bruiser, there
nice.
You go.
Yeah? Isn't it
Yay.
Awesome? Yay. It's a great
awesome.
Name.
Yeah. Bruiser.
Bruiser. So Bruiser is now going to have his own infusion every single week. Sweet. And when we say, hey, who's going to put something in that thingamabobby duty dad, we can now say, who wants to do something with Bruiser this
Bruiser.
Week? Yes.
Nice.
So,
I like that.
Yeah, it's fun.
So, do you have any upcoming ideas, crazy ideas for it?
We're definitely going to do something with macadamia nuts and coconut.
Oh, wow.
We're going to try to do our take on... I know Maui makes a coconut porter.
Coconut porter, yeah.
Church Brew Works has actually done a coconut porter. So we're going to try to find out a little bit, should we toast the coconut? Should we toast the macadamia nuts, which I think we should. I talked to Aaron from Stone. He was in town last week. He called the brewer, and they're doing a collaborative one with... Maui.
Right.
So if it's a Stone product, we're going to get it.
Yeah.
But if it's a Maui product, we're not going to get it. But that concept we could do with a local porter, or a regional porter, and we can just add in some toasted coconut and slightly toasted macadamia nuts and see what we get. So that I think
sounds
that's
great.
Yeah, I think that sounds interesting. One of the real insane ones, and I don't know if we're allowed to. I don't know if we're able to.
Heroin and beer.
Close.
Whoa.
Oh, hey. Close. Black tar.
A tobacco beer.
You might have a problem with that one.
Yes, but the tobacco beer, you're going to take a favorite cigar, like pull every guy that comes in here, what's your favorite cigar, grab it, obviously, we're not smoking the thing, kind of unroll it, get it broken up a bit and steep it and see what you come up with. So it's worth a try. There's been a couple beers brewed that way. It's just a matter of finding out the legalities of it.
You know what? Our two favoritest in the entire worldest addictive drugs. Alcohol and tobacco. And one thing.
Firearms.
All we need is a big old bunch of guns, and we got it all covered right here.
We can do that.
We'll have the ATF right down on our...
What the hell? Why not? Let's do it.
You could have like a beer and shooting range day.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Classy music.
Somebody's calling to tell me not to talk. That's my lawyer calling. He's already here. That conversation, right?
Alcohol and tobacco. Wow.
Can be easy to test. You can just take a cigar, dip it in your beer, leave it sit for 20 minutes.
And we're not
talking
like Philly blunts here either, okay. Like your Dutch masters.
Right. Honestly, if you do ever want to do your own infusion, it's this simple. Take something, stick it in a coffee press, whatever. You want to put coriander, orange peel, do fresh fruit, whatever. Stick it in a coffee press. Throw one 12-ounce beer in it, stick it in your fridge for a little while, bring it back out, let it warm up a little bit, pour it off, and see what you got.
Awesome.
Just give it a try. That's what we do. If there's one that's real crazy, before we invest in it, we'll test it like that. And I'm not trying to say this is an original idea. It's just...
That's a great idea.
And it takes a lot to put the time to do that. I don't have the space for cask-conditioned beers. I don't have the ability to have 36 on tap or have my own brew pub. So this is just a way to have fun with beer that not everybody else is doing. I mean...
I think it's a great idea. I don't know if that many people are actually doing this.
No.
At least locally.
Yeah, there's a couple places in Pittsburgh. But when we went actually to an unnamed homebrew shop and asked about buying some ingredients for it, one of the things they said was, you can only put hops in there. What are you doing? And we're like, well, too bad. We've been at it for 4 weeks. Yeah. We haven't put hops in it yet.
Beer snobs.
Well, in a way, it's just thinking outside the box.
You can only put hops in it. What a crazy idea.
Tara, did you call me? My phone rang and it was from you. Did you give John my phone? Okay.
You had another butt call.
I got a butt call from Tara. Do you want to be on the air, Tara? Tara's my general manager. I worked with her at another restaurant. She's incredible, and she actually does 40% of my work that I started doing.
Awesome.
And I'm going to give her the rest of it because I want to open up another restaurant. So.
Oh, do you really?
Yes, I want to try to open a second location in Beaver County.
How about Cranberry? That'd be great.
Everybody asks me. I would love to come up. It's very expensive. But keep your eyes and ears open for me. If we can afford to, it's definitely a direction somewhere between Wexford and Zeeland Opal.
Yeah.
Somewhere up there.
Cranberry's in the middle.
Yep.
Bill Hartford and Hops.
Yeah. Well, yeah, right. Yeah. Hartford and Hops, I think, could afford the
$7 million
bill.
In debt. Yeah.
Yeah, pay off their debt first. Hit the lottery.
I heard they're going to raise the building and put in something else.
Well, there's a hotel that was supposed to go there. They backed out.
Okay.
I guess Cranberry kind of gave them the shaft on it.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a shame.
But anyway, what do you think of this beer, by the way?
This is incredibly smooth.
Wow.
Oh, it's incredible. I like the bourbon, though. The bourbon in it isn't really overpowering. Which, when I was reading it, I was kind of worried that I was going to get too much bourbon out of it, because I'm not a big bourbon fan.
See, I am.
But it's like the perfect balance for it.
Oh, yeah, it's delicious.
It's like got a vanilla. I think women would like it. Now I'm sounding very stereotypical, but I think, men are more whiskey and after dinner drink, like a glass of bourbon or a glass of scotch. But I think I don't like whiskey. I don't like bourbon. I don't like scotch. But I like this because it just pulls out the vanilla.
Yeah, exactly.
The sweetness without all that. I don't know what whiskey has to
that
it, but
burn.
That alcohol burn is gone, and I think the hops they're not that noticeable. It's just all smoothed out.
Well, the one thing that I like too is when we were up here, it was about a week ago.
Yeah,
I think we were up here. You had the one with the juniper.
Oh yeah,
being a gin fan, phenomenal.
I hate gin.
I didn't even know it when I ordered it at the time. He's like, "We got an infused one." As soon as I started drinking, I'm like, "I know that taste."
I've had that taste before. It tastes like a Christmas tree.
No, I didn't.
I don't like to chew on Christmas trees.
Yeah, me neither.
Just look at them.
Nasty.
Yeah.
I like to spray paint them.
That's another story, I'm sure.
Wow.
Hi, Bob.
Well, if you want, I mean, we can definitely have Tara. She's looking like she's ready to strangle somebody.
She looks a little busy, yeah.
Tara's actually too busy bussing tables. Tonight we actually have a lot going on. Bob Banerjee's here from Corned Beef and Curry. Everybody's here. They're going to get ready to set up in the same space that you're in.
She's telling us to get our asses in gear.
No, not really. But we have music starting at 9. If it starts a little late, that's okay.
Want to talk?
Yeah, Chris can go.
It's my turn to bust.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Way
we'll
to get
do.
Out of work.
We'll get the last beer, and we'll talk to Tara about it.
All right, yeah.
You can do that.
We'll be right back. So while we're waiting on the beers, we have a guest in this. You want to call this a studio? In our outdoor studio, who's chugging our beer?
With the, that is fantastic.
You know I peed in that, Jeff.
I don't care.
That's what it's the yellow one.
Exactly.
So what's up, guys?
The other one's kind of brown. That's weird.
Oh.
We have Jeff Bear from Craft Beer Radio. What's up, dude?
Craft Beer Radio.
I said craft.
Okay.
I said craft.
All right, just checking. So, how you guys doing?
I am awesome.
Fan-frickin-tastic.
Have you tried this infused beer yet?
I have tried the infused beer.
What do you think?
It's creamy, vanilla, yes. Vanilla-y. I'm not getting too much like pure bourbon or oak.
I'm not either. It's a little hint.
Sorry about popping there. I'll try to talk over the microphone.
That's all right.
Let me lower the stand and raise the mic and try to talk over it. There we go. I thought it was very vanilla-like, and I enjoyed it, but I think I like the regular better for this one.
So do I, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I don't know. I got a lot of bourbon out of that one, probably because I don't
Did you
drink.
Really?
Oh, I don't drink a lot of bourbon, so it's
yeah. Well,
to
sadly,
me, that was
I
like,
do.
You drink a lot of everything.
Yeah.
The harpoon that they have on tap. Sorry about not popping. I'm not used to.
That's
having,
our. I'm used that's to, our fault. We don't have.
Not used to having a pop screen.
We don't have a fit guard.
That seems better now. The harpoon. They have the big Bohemian pills. I don't know if you guys have tried that yet. That was
no,
very interesting. I described it to you earlier.
Is that the one you said it tastes like Windex?
It tastes like sweet iced tea and Windex. It has notes of sweet iced tea and Windex, but overall it's a neat Bohemian Pilsner. You know, Pilsner quality, nice like graham crackery, a little
oh, nice.
Bit hops to it,
yeah.
and hints
like
of
biscuity. Or?
Yeah, biscuity,
yeah.
And then hints of the like the Lipton Brisk.
Nice.
And then hints of, you know, like if you like, you know, clean your windows and you breathe in, you just catch a little bit of aerosolized window cleaner.
He mentioned Windex. I gotta try it. Maybe I'll do that after the show.
Well, I'm getting the evil eye from my wife, so we're gonna have to wrap this up.
Uh oh.
Allison's done. The boss is done.
I was
done.
Gonna say Allison's the one, huh?
So thanks, guys, for having me on. Let's do that collaborative show soon.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
That's on record now. That's on record now. So
well, we
since, it's a deal.
Since Spoon's off the 24/7 intensive care watch.
Thank
so.
God.
What, your kids can play together while we record.
My kid just drools. That's all he does right now. He's good at that.
He's a shit machine.
Yeah, he shits and he drools.
All right. I'll talk to you guys later. Have a
all
good
right,
one.
We'll see you, brother. You. Take it easy, man. All right, and we are back.
With a new guest.
A new guest.
Hi.
Chris tapped out.
Yeah, we kicked her out. She talks too much.
Yeah, we had enough of her. She's done.
Just kidding.
We
love you.
We stuck the fork in
her. Yeah, now you got the saddlebag sitting in.
The saddlebag is sitting
I'm the,
in.
I'm the side runner peon, the multifaceted peon. Just
oh,
kidding, Chris.
Hey.
Just kidding, Chris.
Hey, there we go.
So, Tara, do you want to tell us a little bit about what you do here? Or?
Sure.
Origins?
Yeah. I met Chris when we were working at a bar in Hopewell called Harold's Inn, and we were bartending together, and she kind of went her own way, and I went my own way after that, and a couple years later, she found me where I was working at managing a coffee house.
So you were like, dude.
Yeah, different kind of buzz, but it was still there.
Right.
So
nice.
So now I just take the beans and infuse them with beer. So
that's awesome.
I'm a well-rounded addict.
Right.
So, we met at this. She, a couple years later, came back and found me and had me join in. And I was bartending for a little bit, and now I'm the GM. But I do order all the beer and I do all the artwork, the chalkboards, and I yeah. book
Very
all
nice,
the bands.
Very nice, by the way. Yes.
Thank you. Thanks.
Very artistic.
Yeah, I'm going to die of chalk dust poisoning.
Yes, you are. It's like,
Chalk dust lung.
There's like eight chalkboards out front.
Chalk dust poisoning.
Oh, Ralphie.
So, but, you know, I have the most colorful tits in Pittsburgh. I'm always rubbing up against something.
I'm going to call you Rainbow Boobs.
Rainbow Boobs. That would be it. That would be it, actually.
Instead of rainbow bright, she's rainbow boobs.
Actually, we do have a very endearing term for rainbow tits. It's like the PG form of rainbow tits, and we call it bangaranging, because if you ever saw Hook, and they throw the fake food at each other, and they get plastered, and with all these colors, so that's what I look like after a good chalkboard session. I just look like I just got pop shot bangaranged.
Wow.
Funny as hell.
Wow.
Yeah.
So don't mind me next time I come here. I'm like, hey, Rainbow Boobs, what's up? It'll just come out.
Right.
Rainbow bright.
Ah, yes.
Well, we have a camera guy here. Do you want to show us your rainbow boobs?
Right now they're not very colorful, actually, because
you're watching, you're wearing black.
Yeah.
My boobs are plaid.
Yeah. My husband's a jealous man.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. He's like the Gargamel of this cartoon scenario. So
except we only have like two or three listeners anyway. 2,000 or 3,000.
And I guarantee you one of them won't be my husband. No, I'm just kidding. Just kidding. Love you, Abe.
Yeah, I'm going to send this to him.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about the beer tastings you have every Wednesday?
We do this really cool thing with beer tastings every Wednesday from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. We have a different brewery in every Wednesday, and a lot of times we actually get to meet some really cool people from the breweries. A lot of the times it's brewers or representatives straight from the brewery.
Cool.
And our beer tasting crowd is here for the beer.
It's a
huge craft beer drinking crowd. Yes. We have regulars that just love to come in and see what we got and see what's new, and they really love it. They really love it. Ooh, what do we got here? Well,
I'm actually very impressed that you guys have this on tap. This is the Stone 13th anniversary.
Oh,
for the
yes.
final beer of the evening, we do have the Stone 13th anniversary, which is just
straight from the tit.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got the boobs in the brain.
Yeah, the non-rainbow tit, actually. But actually, it did come from the rainbow tit because I kind of ordered it. So
there you go.
In a roundabout way.
Indirectly.
In a roundabout way.
So we have you to thank for this.
Thanks for the memories.
Yes, cheers. Thanks.
Just watch out for the mixer.
So, but the beer tastings are very cool. Wednesday night is a good night to be here. Come in and get your table and sit down and drink some good beer and meet some interesting people.
Like the guys from ShouldIDrinkThat.com.
Absolutely. July 15th.
Yeah, July 15th, we will be here.
Nice segue, right?
As the advertisement says, because we do tease a lot with the mammaries and the colorful tits here.
Me and Chris like to call it Boob Town every once in a while.
Boob Town Bar and Grill.
Because we're well endowed.
Well, Father Spoon is supposed to be able to
get a couple stripper poles. And
yeah.
I'm just saying.
Oh,
we're lucky we can stay on our bar stools, let alone a stripper pole.
Well said.
You have to lube it up with some beer cheese.
Wow.
You know, I can't even read at this point. Father Spoon and Sick Puppy will be taking a break from their craft beer internet radio show, The Talk Some Suds. Check it out at shouldidrinkthat.com. Oh, this is cool. So Stone was the first. Victory's on the 8th. The 22nd, you got Bear Republic. And then Fatheads is going to be here on the 29th.
That's going to be a very cool tasting, because Glenn and the brewer Matt, Glenn the owner, and the brewer Matt are going to be here to talk about it. And the beer is very, very good.
Oh, it's
a very good beer. It was actually, Chris and I had made it down to Fatheads for their freaking Farkin.
Yeah.
Oh, fudge. While we're on.
I think we could guess what movie is her favorite.
Yeah,
all
right.
Time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, I can do some really good impressions. Do you want to hear my newest one, actually, that I've been working on?
Do it.
Evan, open the test!
Come on from the train.
I had to do that. Thank you.
Wow. You did that really well.
I'm full of it. And then the next one is actually
the table behind you kind of perked up
like, what the hell?
What the hell are they doing up there? Where's the goddamn band?
You do that again while I hit you in the back of the head with a pan.
Yeah.
You don't have a cousin Penny.
It's fucking great.
The best part is you have to see her face when she does this.
Yeah.
Her face goes, blah.
And Ramsey is my secret mother, actually.
Wow.
Jesus.
Yeah, I was actually conceived during the making of Goonies.
That's hot.
Sloth, I was just going to bring up Goonies,
Sloth is my
too.
Father, but...
I've been known to do the truffle shuffle.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
Baby Ruth.
So is this about beer or movies?
We kind of go off on tangents.
Beer,
well,
movies,
okay,
and
so
boobies.
Why?
So, all right. So we have
a trifecta.
Good things.
We need to have her on more.
I was just going to say that.
We could have a whole terror show.
She's like fun and stuff.
Yeah.
So what do we think of the 13th here?
Oh, this is
uber hopped.
Fucking phenomenal.
How were you able to get this on draft? We know people are like clawing at each other to get this.
Off mic, I really want to know what this costs by the keg.
we really, you know, try to establish really good relationships with our distributors. So, and just keeping faithful to everybody, and being the craft beer people that we are, domestic craft beer people, they really keep an eye out for us and make sure that we are gifted with the best brews that we can be gifted with. So we have to thank Ken and Tony and Craig, the awesome delivery guy from Vicini's, who keep us all up to date. And all of our beer distributors are wonderful. So they have a lot to do with our success.
Way to kiss their ass.
Yeah.
You do it well.
Well, actually, it's a turn because they usually kiss ours, but...
That's right.
How do you think we got this? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh! Favors at that hotel with the mirrors?
Microtel, baby. Microtel. No, we're supposed to promote the other one.
No, it's actually the Fort Pitt with the jacuzzi tubs with the scum ring.
Oh!
You gotta wonder what the scum ring is.
Yeah. White stuff floating in the jacuzzi.
I think it's Mick Ultra, actually, but...
I actually had that problem up at the Residence
Cream
Inn.
Ale.
The Residence Inn up in Erie, we had that problem once with the jacuzzi we started, and stuff came out, and it was just foul.
I think scum has more flavor, though.
Yeah.
It could. So. Okay, yeah. Chris is here to kick us out.
All right. Awesome.
I brought you a picture. I'm going to put it up on Twitter. That's what the infuser actually looks like.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, wait, lean in. We'll link to the picture.
Okay. This is Bruiser. We're going to put this picture up, I guess, somehow. I'm going to Twitter it right now. But that's what our infuser looks like, full of hops and soaked oak.
That's a great camera on that thing,
Diller.
Oh, that's a Blackberry. Wow.
Oh, we got kudos for just saying Blackberry.
You,
on here,
you guys did make that yourself, right?
The infuser?
Yes.
We had somebody make it for
us. Oh, cool,
cool. Yes.
Yeah. I've seen, like, the ghetto versions. That one's way cooler than the ghetto version.
You know what would look great on the top of that?
Do you see the fallopian tubes around it, though? Why somebody actually called it that?
You need some SIDT magnets now.
Okay.
With the new magnets that we now have here.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Do they stick to rainbow tits?
They might.
They can. We can beep whatever.
In a roundabout way.
Yes.
Put them.
Take as many as you want.
Oh, areola.
I'm going to get back to my duties, but thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it.
While you're both here, thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you so much.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
We will have the official reading.
Thank you for being had.
I'm a had been.
Thank you,
ladies.
For shouldidrinkthat.com, this is the most reverend Father Spoon.
This is motherfucking sick puppy.
You've been waiting to F-bomb for the whole evening.
Yes, fucking right.
Or even if it's crap.
We drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right. Cheers, you bastards. We out.
Bitches.
Eat a bullet.